Ngaji Gurjen.
My mother said, Ngaji Gurjen, hello everyone and welcome. Kalamabu Gurwalanjare Nyambogun Boro. This Boro is Yaro country too. We come here to celebrate this very special day. Galawangara Yaradi Nyambaburu Yarungan Ngarangonil. All of us Aboriginal people today, we've come to celebrate this decision. Galaburp Wangaraju Jera Nulu. Celebration time. Dance.
Federal Court of Australia is now adjourned.
It was Justice Ron Merkel's final determination before he retires. He described the afternoon sitting as a special event, and he looked clearly delighted, sitting under a huge tamarind tree, surrounded by the traditional owners, as smoke from a ceremonial fire blew over the crowd. Yarru elder Frank Sebastian told the 300-strong crowd, the federal court ruling confirms what Indigenous people in the Broome area have always known.
Well, it is a name we chose for all the members of the Yarru community. The name comes from the Sauk beyond the dunes near Kennedy Hill. The Sauk has always been an important part of our Aboriginal culture. Going back thousands of years, there are many other sites that are significant to our people. In fact, the whole area is significant to us. It is our home. History has always hasn't been kind to Yarru people. We had no say when our land, our home, was taken away from us. And we were pushed towards the edges, but we stayed strong and true to our culture. We have always cared for our country and follow our traditional customs.
Indigenous leader Pat Dodson, a Yarru man, says the decision gives security and opportunities for growth for Broome people.
We look forward to a true partnership and one that will ensure security, growth, and accommodation not only for us Yarru people and our future generations, but for the town of Broome and those who have made it their home as well. We do not expect to be treated with your largesse, because that can only result in welfare. To business and commerce in the town and those wishing to invest in the future growth of Broome, you'll find that we will expect our heritage and sacred places to be respected and protected, but we'll also be willing to do business with you. Whatever our differences, we can only secure the future for all of our Yarru grannies if we single-mindedly consider the opportunities and lasting legacies of language, culture and land, sitting side by side with them, owning their own homes, going to work every day in meaningful jobs and living healthy and productive lives. Today is the beginning.
Justice Merkel's parting comments were critical of the native title process, which he described as complex and unprecedented in adversarial action. He told the court that native title was in a state of gridlock.
However, the fact remains there are presently 608 applications in relation to native title awaiting resolution in the court. Most of those applications have been before the court for a considerable time. Four of those applications are either part heard or are reserved for judgment, and only one is fixed for a final hearing this year. It follows that 603 of the 608 applications presently before the court have no final hearing date fixed in the reasonably foreseeable future. In these circumstances, it's fair to describe native title in Australia as being in a state of gridlock. Matters are not failing to proceed to a final hearing because the court's unable to provide hearing dates or because of the unavailability of the resources necessary for the court to conduct final hearings.
Pat Dodson echoed the judge's concerns, saying the court experience has been a confusing, intrusive and personally hurtful one for the claimants, but it has brought out their strengths and qualities. He had a veiled warning, though, for those who may dispute the court's findings.
Today we welcome the ruling of the court. It's the end of a long journey between us, the state and the respondents. I hope there are no appeals, but if there are, we'll be ready to fight on.
Justice Ron Merkel told the court the Rabibi claim has been beset by intercommunal disputes, but that it was not for the court to resolve those disputes.
All I can say is that I hope that in the future the wounds of the past might be healed, but it's a matter for the parties as to how they do that.
The original claim covered nearly 6,000 square kilometres of land, including the Broome town site and two pastoral leases. Justice Merkel's decision gives rights to the Rabibi group of nearly 5,000 square kilometres. The settling of the 12-year claim has been welcomed by civic leaders. Broomeshire President Graham Campbell believes the decision is an historic one.
I believe I'm privileged to be here at Apex Park because history has been conducted today. History occurred here today and no one can take that away from the people that were here. Yes, it's excellent. I reckon it's a very, very fair and just decision. It's a very balanced position. Just on interim reading, it's a very complex document, but I believe it's the way for the future for the whole of the community of Broome, not only the Indigenous people, but the whole of the community. It's a very balanced decision.
Does it provide certainty for future development of Broome or how Broome may grow?
Well, we've already been engaged with the Rabibi people in the Broome Planning Steering Committee, and future land uses have been mapped out there. This will now enable us to go forward on what we thought may well be the case. So yes, there will be certainty. I'm fully looking forward to developing, the Shire's looking forward to developing with Indigenous people the Aboriginal housing requirements. We're all well aware of housing problems in this community, both for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. But this is the way forward for us and for the people of Broome. 35% of this community is Indigenous people. We are all part of the same community, so it's a win for the community.
Does this mark a new way forward for Broome?
I believe so. I believe that it's incumbent on us all, though, to make sure that the orderly progression of Broome continues. And given today's findings, I believe that that is a very good mechanism for doing that, because there won't be rampant development. If people are worried about that, that won't be occurring.
Ngamba Nguyu Buru, Ngamba Ngaranga Ngil. This land belongs to the Yarra people.